105 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Thank you. La Petite Fille de la Mer, the music of Vangelis to start things off on board Galactic Voyager here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, with yours truly, Michelle. Thanks so much for staying up late and for tuning in. And tonight we're dedicating the entire program to Vangelis. His birthday is coming up this week on March 29th. 1943 is when he was born in Agria, Greece. And of course, he passed away, sadly, May 17th, 2022, in Paris, France. So the entire hour is dedicated to Vangelis. You know, I heard his music and I knew about his music, but you know, there's always that moment in time when you become a fan, where you just, there's something clicks and something changes where you're dedicated. And of course, he's one of the pillars of this program and of electronic and new age music of all times. And the piece for me was from his album, The City, and the composition was The Procession. That made me just a fan for life. And I've gone and just dug and listened to everything that he ever released. And thank goodness that he did put out some amazing music, and for a very long time. Let's continue now by listening to that piece of music, Procession, from The City, the music of Vangelis.
Thank you.
There's Sword of Orion, the music of Vangelis here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We also heard Procession from his album called The City. We're dedicating the entire program to Vangelis, whose birthday is coming up on March 29th. I'm your host, Michelle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up later in the program, we'll have music from the most recent album that Vangelis did before his passing called Juno to Jupiter. But first, we continue with something from an album he released in the 1980s called The Mask. We'll listen to Movement One and listen to the variations on this composition and how dramatic it is from the beginning to the gentle, very, very tender middle with the female vocals. Just beautiful stuff. I hope you enjoy it here on 88.5 The SoCal Sounds Galactic Voyager.
Thank you.
Two of my favorite Vangelis compositions in one set. That is the end titles from his soundtrack to the film Blade Runner. We also heard Movement 1 from his album called The Mask. We're celebrating Vangelis, who has a birthday coming up this week on March 29th. And up next, we continue with music from his album called Rosetta.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
Hi, I'm Elton John. If you share my vision of a world where everyone is treated with love, respect, and dignity, join me. Learn more about the Rocket Fund at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram. Thank you.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Thank you.
There's music from Vangelis's last studio album. The album is called Juno to Jupiter, and that piece is called Juno's Tender Call, and it features Angela Gheorghiu as well. Also in that set, we heard the title track from Vangelis's album Rosetta. My name is Michel, the program's Galactic Voyager, and you're tuned to 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Tonight's program is dedicated to the late, great Vangelis, whose birthday is coming up this week on March 29th. And we continue with one more piece from his album Juno to Jupiter. This is called Juno's Accomplishment, and again, it features Angela Gheorghiu.
Oh,
If I had to pick one album that was my favorite album of Vangelis's, it is the studio album called El Greco. There is also a stage play, a soundtrack called El Greco, but the studio album from the 1990s is my favorite. Just absolutely stunning from beginning to end. And all the variations, there is Movement 9, which might be my favorite movement from the entire album. Also in that set, we heard Juno's Accomplishment, where Vangelis teams up with Angela Gheorghiu. We're celebrating the music of Vangelis tonight. His birthday is coming up this coming week on March 29th. Still difficult to, you know, comprehend his passing in a way, because artists like Vangelis kind of wish that they would just live forever, because he just made some amazing music. And we're lucky to have that music to listen back to and appreciate. And we have time for one more piece, which we'll do now. This is also from El Greco, and it's the final movement, the epilogue, or Movement 10. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a wonderful week upcoming.